Welcome to South Haven Business Beat, exploring business from the top of Mississippi. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. And now, here's your host, Robbie Yates.
All right, hey, how's it going? Thank you again for tuning in to South Haven Business Beats. My name is Robbie Yates, and we're here with Andrew Bartolotta. And we are going to be discussing the South Haven Young Professionals.
That's correct.
And then just kind of learn more about that and what Andrew does for them. And we're going to dive in. So, Andrew, hey, thanks so much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robbie. It's been a minute since we've seen each other in person, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It's always good to see you, man. You're always full of energy and joy. So, man, it's infectious, and I love that, man.
Well, likewise. Thank you.
Right on, man. Well, so just so everybody has an idea, just briefly, like, kind of like peek through the window about, you know, what you do and then just the organization that you're a part of right now outside of the youth professionals you're involved with.
Sure. So I am Andrew Bartolotta, Director of Digital Media at City Current, which is a group of businesses in Middle Tennessee, the Mid-South area, and across really the region with our launch into the Texas footprint as well. And so our focus is all around fostering collaborative relationships for corporate partners, and then breaking down the silos between education, nonprofit, faith, and government to really foster that relationship. And so we do that through events, media, and philanthropy, similar to a chamber model.
Yeah.
And so we play very well together with the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. And that's my role as Director of Digital Media, is sharing the positive media. And so part of it is producing podcasts, hosting podcasts. We have TV shows, like I said, the radio show that we also create podcasts for, and then our events. And so we have a lot of events throughout the year that bring in national guest speakers, philanthropy events, volunteering. And so my entire job is focused around creating some really fun digital media assets and sharing the story online, and then how we can do that in person.
Awesome. So with all that and children, when do you sleep?
Yes, I have 3 under 3, so yeah. I don't sleep.
Yeah.
You know, this could be coffee, this could be water, I don't know. But it's challenging. But
yeah.
That's part of being a young professional, is really learning how to balance not only your personal life, but also your professional life.
Mm.
And I feel like now that is part, it is so intertwined with social media and the way that we live now, that it's just kind of part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have an amazing wife that stays home with them, that I would not be able to do it without her help. So
yeah. You got to recognize her for
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The hardest working person in our family, for sure.
Yeah. So with all that going on, how do you find time, and what exactly is a South Haven Young Professionals? What exactly is that, and how do you tie into that?
Sure. So South Haven Young Professionals was started back in 2019. So, you know, they really started going pre-pandemic, and then it was, oh my gosh, what do we do? And so we are all about, once again, fostering relationships of the young professionals. And when I say young professionals, it is anyone from, I just graduated high school and I'm going into college and I want to become, you know, I'm having my first job and trying to really understand where I fit in and what I want to develop across my career. And then it's to your 40-year-old who is, we are 40 and under, basically, for our young professionals. And it's all about, okay, I'm maybe starting to be a mid-season professional, and I'm looking to maybe change careers, or I'm maybe, you know, really cement myself in my industry. And so South Haven Young Professionals is all about creating events to really create that collaboration between different sectors.
Yeah.
And every month we have a Sippin' Social, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And South Haven Young Professionals, why I would love to take credit for creating it, it wasn't the brainchild of myself. It was really the brainchild of, you know, Debbie King with South Haven Chamber of Commerce, Rachel O'Halloran, Matthew Kelso, Leah Brigance, and a team of others that really are visionaries and really great at bringing our area opportunities to advance in our career.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, they're incredible with the South Haven
Chamber. Yeah, yeah.
And so every month we have a sip-in social, and it rotates between an a.m. and a p.m. event, so we can make sure that those that
you work... sipping early in the morning.
Hey, well, yes, we sip in the morning and we sip at night.
Okay,
and so the a.m. sips are usually around, you know, a coffee shop or a business that's open early in the morning, Chick-fil-A, where we can network. We like to bring like really fun networking opportunities for young professionals.
Yep.
And so we swap that every month at local businesses. And then throughout the year, 4 to 6 times we have our On the Menu, which is a professional development series, a lunch and learn, which is a lot of fun. And that is not just for young professionals. That's for any age.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of fun. And then we have 2 more events throughout the year that were really a big part of who we are. One of them is a murder mystery. That we do every year, which was the brainchild of Matthew Kelso, and it's a really fun event that we usually hold at the Stone House, and it's once again all ages for that one as well, and it's a typical murder mystery with drinks and fellowship and fun and a murder.
Yeah.
A fake murder.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no worries.
I mean, we're close
not to contributing so to crime, but it is all about having a fun place to learn and connect with others without that surface level, like, oh, what about the weather? Or what do you do? You know, it's diving deeper into those relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the only way you're really going to get that, the dive into deep, but it's just being active and being part of it. If you can't go to all, it's good to go to some of it, I feel like, because I know we're all busy. I mean, obviously, you know, for what you're going on with 3 kids and then your schedule. But it's good because you're not going to be able to find that next opportunity by not showing up.
Yeah, and that's what's cool too, is because a lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I'm a member of SYP or SIP or South Indian Young Professionals, as we're all known as. And so sometimes they're like, well, you know, if I'm not a member, can I still come? Well, we make it really easy. So SouthIndianYoungProfessionals.com is really the hub to go. It's part of the chamber's website. And so you pick and play where you can plug in and attend those events.
Yeah.
Which is fun too, because, you know, as young professionals and those that are starting in their career, maybe they're getting married or they're starting to have children, like they can't come to all the PM events. They can't come to all the AM events. And so we really make it easy for them to plug in every month.
Yeah. Kind of pick and choose where they
can
go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I like how it's, so I'm sure there's some 38, 39, 40-year-olds that love the fact that, hey, this is a young professional. So if they get in, let's say they go in this year, they're 39, and all of a sudden they're really involved and they've built some good relationships business-wise on the professional standpoint, like you kick them out when they hit 40. How's that? What happens then?
We joke that there needs to be a South Haven season professionals.
Yeah. Season.
But the great thing about being part of the South Haven Chamber of Commerce is there are so many ways to plug in. And so if you do hit that, you know, we'll still accept you when you're 40. But maybe on your 41st birthday, we will say, hey, here's some other ways that you can connect with the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. And so they have SHRA, the SHRA, more human resources managed committee sort of for the chamber. They have government relations, and so there's different sort of like subcommittees within the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, so really you can plug in at different levels.
Absolutely.
We won't kick you out, but we will expand your opportunities to other ones that are maybe more fitting to where you are in your career.
That's a good way to look at it, expand the opportunities, because, and you do want to do that, anybody really. So if somebody is part of y'all at 32, the time they're there, like, hey, it's been a great run.
Yes.
But what other opportunities? Because you want everybody to grow and learn as they move on throughout.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just now 32. So it's funny you say that age. And so some of ours in our committee, our South Haven Young Professionals Committee, we have Rachel O'Halloran here at the South Haven Chamber as part of the chamber liaison. And then we have Jessica Crawford with us. We have Colby Maxwell, we have Bryce Dickerson, we have Role Real, and we've had Matthew Kelso and Leah Bergantz as part of our committee as well. And so many of those are younger than me. And so as chair of SIP, it's sort of like a proud dad moment, because I can see them in a much earlier stage in their career, like killing it, and they're awesome, and they're all in different industries, which is really fun, because we get to learn from one another and collaborate. So that's sort of like our our founding committee that really goes there. But we come up with some really fun and creative events that bring together so many people. So it's really fun.
Absolutely.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
And so what does a business community look like going into next year? Like, how does that look like for you all?
Okay, so one of the things that we started this last year was South Haven Scare on the Square. So we were looking for family-friendly events that we could partner with the City of South Haven and the Chamber of Commerce on to really create and foster this family-friendly event that would bring together thousands of people. Well, there was our committee is very small, and so those that I mentioned were really at the helm of this creation, and we had over 10,000 people in Silo Square last October for the Scare on the Square. And so it was a trunk or treat, essentially.
Yeah.
And we helped really patronize the businesses of Silo Square and then had over 40 businesses bring trunks, activation pieces, their cars, what have you, to really provide this experience for those over 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. So a lot of families, of course, with a trunk or treat. And so we're going to do that again in 2023. We're going to do it again in 2024. Nice. We're really expanding upon it.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of like our annual event that we're really giving back to the community.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. And then as we look into this next year, we're being really intentional in not only just providing networking opportunities, but diving deeper. Mm. So recently we held a Sip and Social PM event at Coffee Central, which we love Tina Tatum. She's incredible. And she now offers craft beer, some wine, flatbreads in the evening, and charcuterie. And so you think of a coffee shop as a morning place that you typically go to. And so, you know, we partnered with them to host a Sip and Social PM there. And so we thought, what is a way that we can have a networking opportunity at this event to foster some of those relationships? So we had this professional bingo. Mm. So on the bingo sheet would be, you know, put an initial of, I would put RY for Robbie Yates. Like, I learned Robbie speaks two languages. Or he graduated from X or Y university.
Yep.
And so once they would get a bingo, Colby Maxwell of South Haven Honda donated a gift card. Mm. And so the first person to get that bingo, whether through the column or rows, connecting with other people that they may not know, would win a gift card.
Yeah.
And so it was just a way to like dive in just a little bit deeper, like get our toes in the water to like not have those surface conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's so fun is being able to provide those with a young professional mindset. So there's usually coffee or wine or beer involved. But it's fun.
Yeah, it's good. I like how you're really diving in because you're right. It can be surface level. Mm-hmm. If you go to so many events and if you don't actually spend that time to get to know somebody that you just don't know what your opportunity you're missing out on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we're all, obviously we're one introduction away from our next.
Yes.
And it could be your next job, could be your next business partner. It could be who knows what. And you're not going to get that if you don't show up.
Yeah. And I will say I'm so fortunate in the role that I am both at City Current and as chair of South Haven Young Professionals because every day I get to meet so many great people and then share their stories, which is what I ultimately love to do.
Yeah.
And so it really is about like diving in deeper into learning about the person's why or maybe something that they're doing personally instead of just what they do as a business professional.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have though that spider web of connections. So then you can connect people because that's what I feel like we're ultimately here to do.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said it because I was thinking about that too because some people like to get lost in a mix. Let me just show up. What's in it for me? What is this event about? I feel like if you go in more of an open-minded for anybody really and then me, like, okay, well, how can I get Andrew connected to somebody that might be able to benefit him? Once you do that, you'd be surprised at like other doors that open up just by not going in it for yourself. And then if you go in it to make a connection or meet somebody that could possibly connect with somebody else, then that'll just expand it. Like you said, that spider web effect.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so fun too, because like I know you through the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, City Current, and Germantown Chamber as well. And so I know whenever I'm in those rooms and someone's talking about the work that you are doing and they're looking for someone, I know that I can say, I know someone, and then refer you. And that's what we should do as business owners. And as young professionals, we are, especially in our demographic, we are so used to growing up with social media. Mm-hmm. And so for especially the younger group of young professionals, they don't know a world without social media.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's like, okay, yes, we can connect online, but how do we bring that further into real life?
Yeah. 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 I love that. How can you bring it in? Because, and then they'll be surprised of like the doors that open.
Yeah.
Like
this just showing up allows you to be, to stand so much further apart than the person that is only going to be part of your virtual events, because you're there in real life. Like there's no hiding.
Yeah. Plus when you're there in real life, as you said, in real life, I mean, the energy is palpable, it's tangible, and you get a chance to really interact with people. And it's tough though, I will say, networking to some degree, because I mean, when I first used to start networking, it was daunting walking into a room. So yes. I encourage anybody when they first walk in, if you see Andrew, walk over, just say hi to him, because you're so welcoming. So that way it'll help them out. But if they don't get a chance, then at least have the courage to walk over to just one person and say hi. But I feel like the group itself has grown so much and is so welcoming, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the irony is that I tend to be more of an introvert. And so putting out all this energy in person takes a lot more than it is to just log into a Zoom and watch an event and type things and network online. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you put yourself in that situation and stepping outside of your comfort zone not only allows you to meet new people and develop new relationships, but it also makes it more comfortable for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So if there somebody's wanting to get involved, they hear this and like, hey, what can I do? How can they get involved? Is there a website? How do they sign up? Or do they just show up to an event? How can they get plugged in?
All of the above. So we make it really simple.
Yeah.
We purchased the domain southhavenyoungprofessionals.com. And so it points you to our landing page on the South Haven Chamber of Commerce's website. And Rachel O'Halloran did an incredible job on creating this landing page, which has an events widget on the right side. So it has all of our upcoming events. We have a Google Form application, so it makes it really easy to fill out more information on your aspirations for SIP, and so we can create programming that helps propel you in your next endeavor or helps dive you deeper into the career that you are in. And so South Haven Young Professionals is really the hub to find it, and then we're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So we're always sharing photos of
so there's a social media component.
Of course.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course. But then we bring it into the real world.
Yeah, real world. I like it. Well, you touched a minute ago about how you help somebody dive more into their career or their opportunity. How does that look?
Some of that help happens through mentorship, organic mentorship.
Yep.
That's something that we are being more intentional in 2024. So you will see, you know, spoiler alert, we have some things up our sleeves to really expand that mentorship opportunity. And so I won't give that away, but I'll let Debbie give that away later on.
Okay.
but we have some exciting things with that in play. But also organically, what we do when someone fills out that Google form is Bryce Dickerson is co-chair with myself and then our committee. We look at these applications. We say, who wants to take this person to lunch? Who wants to dive in deeper? And then we have one-on-ones with them and go, okay, what are you looking for? Who can we connect you with?
Yeah.
And so once again, you might see us out and we think we're just young whippersnappers just partying it up, but there really is more intentionality to
it.
So that's what's really fun.
Yeah. I like that you mentioned briefly about the one-to-one, because somebody may see this at first and think, oh, man, I got to walk into a room. There's a lot of people. I don't know. I'm going to be invited. And they may be intimidated, but I like the fact that you sit down in just an intimate setting and say, hey, you know, to learn about that person so that way you have an idea of how to make those introductions. That's awesome you'll do that. That's more welcoming, I feel like.
It is, and you'll see me, I say that I'm more introverted, and it may not appear it in some of my roles that I have, but You'll see me at our Sip and Social events or on the menu. I'll be sort of in the corner like 20 minutes in, and I'm hyping myself up because I have to get everyone's attention and then sort of go through this agenda.
Yeah.
And so what I do, knowing that I have to do that and all of the opportunities that I have, when I see someone come in or someone gets a name tag and goes around, I look for those outliers and I go, okay, I know it took them a lot to show up. To show up to an event, you nowadays, like it's intentional. And so and so kudos for you not only to coming to the event, but then how can we make it an experience that you want to come back to?
Yeah.
And so I learned that through City Current and through South of the Young Professionals to really create those moments where I make them feel special and not to just make them feel special, but truly mean it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what's really fun. That's what I think that's one of the things that I didn't expect to do in my roles and what I do, but making people feel special or seen is something that really makes them feel valuable. And that's what we're ultimately wanting to do, especially in our area.
Yeah.
We deserve it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, man, you wear a lot of hats. You wear them well. And I greatly appreciate what you're doing and trying to the mentorship and give back and everything you do across the board. I admire it, respect the heck out of it. So keep doing what you're doing. If you want to learn more, reach out to Andrew. Definitely go to the website, check that out. So thank you so much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.